Taking another deep breath together and exhaling fully. Beautiful. Breathing in again and exhaling fully. As we invoke, incant, proclaim, and pronounce that this call and this time that you've carved out, this space is for you. And that each and every one of us gets to drink in, dive in, and feel who we be in this moment. This teleclass series, three classes, are dedicated to what I call being consciousness. What is our being? How do we generate consciousness of being? Yeah. And we can just feel that together. So again, we invoke, incant, proclaim, and pronounce the receiving of any and all consciousness, communication, clarity, intuition, and knowing that each of us and all of us is ready to receive and activate change and generate healing immediately. And you can, each time you hear the incantation of activate change and generate healing immediately, you can give yourself a nice big cleansing breath. Activate change channeled through Kuan Yin as an invocation to activate our awareness and choice for where change is possible and where change is already happening. Generate means promote. Generate healing, the intention to promote our natural ability to heal. Wherever we can do that, and immediately. In the invocations, Kuan Yin invites us to command, to take responsibility and to take charge of the energy, the consciousness, and the mindfulness we live in. There are many, many, many things we cannot control. And yet we get to be in charge of our minds. And when we can't do that, we get to be in charge of the energy we emit, that we live in, that we share, and that we receive. Energy is where we have the most authority. It's our sovereign ability to command the energy that we live in and to both be receptive but also responsible for what we send through our bodies into the world and for what we receive. Energy communicates 100% of the time. Energy communicates. Energy always emits, exists, vibrates. The frequency of energy is constant and constantly changing. Being consciousness is the attention to where energy emits towards awareness, perception, intuition, knowing. It is the consciousness that allows us to have the perspectives on being a body. Body consciousness is the body's communication system. The body communicates through sensation. Everything the body does is a form of a sensation. My body was just really loud. Body communicates through sensation. In the room I'm sitting in, I just asked for help because there was a noise that was loud that was vibrating my body in a way that I didn't want it to. My body, our bodies communicate through sensation. Sensation is feeling, thinking, breathing, smelling, seeing, touching, sensation, the body organism, body consciousness is relatively dense. Being consciousness often feels lighter. Not always, but often. Being consciousness, again, is the aha. From my perspective, and I don't need to be right, the body is one part of our existence. And it's a tiny little part of our existence. The body is tiny compared to infinite energy, compared to God, divine source, compared to infinite beings. Being consciousness is infinite, eternal. The body is a complex and yet finite system. So your body is a tiny center of an infinite being. The soul is like a timeless river. Ah, the karma, the stories, the soul intentions, where we've lived, where we've not lived, what we came in to understand, what we've already known. The soul is a timeless river of consciousness. The spirit is our flavor. It's the animation. It's the sparkle. It's the calming resource. The spirit is our flavor, the flavor of embodiment. When a soul chooses to form a body, it does so through a being. The soul emerges a being that forms cells and particles in genetic structures on Earth. That body, in the center of the infinite being, is the resource for the soul, as the soul is the resource for the body. The being is the communication, the glue, the chemistry, as one might say, of the soul and body's communication. From my perspective, the being, your being, the being you live in, is required. If there is no being, I have seen no body. A spirit may disappear, get lost, fragment. You might not feel a spirit, but you won't die. You could get depressed or anxious. Without your being, you lose the nucleus of existence. The being is the soul, is the body, and is the tether. Being. The consciousness of being is that which taps into divine God source consciousness, but also taps into all other kinds of consciousness. Your own personal being, if there is such a thing as personal, that being has every bit of information from your soul as to why you exist at all. That being's job is to help and support your embodiment, to be the communication network to your body, body to soul, soul to body, body to soul, soul to God, God to spirit, ancestors, elders, others, enlightened ones, earth, animals, plants. The being is everywhere. But this orb, what I call the nucleus of the being that is the center of your body, is in service to you. That's why I say you're a tiny little body in the center of an infinite being. That being has every capacity to locate any information you need about being you. The trick is that our bodies are loud. They can be loud in dissociation, in numbness, but they can also be loud in anxiety and pain. They can be loud in joy. Beings vibrate sound and density into earth through body. The body's communication, again, is all sensation. Let's breathe on that. Three big breaths. Breathing in. And in your own time, exhaling fully. Breathing in. And exhaling fully. Good. Your being We tap into being consciousness in order to learn how to be the body. Sometimes when we go too far into being consciousness, we are dissociated. We are someplace else. We lose track of where the body is. A body can never be without its being. Your attention might be somewhere else. The awareness somewhere else. If your awareness is too far into being consciousness, you lose track of what's happening in the body. If the awareness is too focalized in the body, you can lose track of the being consciousness. You can lose track of why you exist beyond just surviving every day. Because each being is serving the embodiment of each individual, as that pertains to how the individual is serving the collective, the community, the whole, every world, this world. We're never existing in isolation. We affect everything all the time. In this moment, breathe in and feel the air molecules touch your mouth and your nose. Consciousness is in every air molecule. Feel it breathing in and awakening your connection to why you exist and to what's important for your existence as you impact everything, everyone, every situation in all times, spaces, dimensions, and universes. Every breath is that important. Every exhale reminds us to be calm and release. Breathing in consciousness. Activating the awareness of your being, your being's consciousness, will activate information required for you to be you as you exist on Earth, impacting all of Earth and beyond. We're never in full isolation. Those of us empathic know that. Often we know that because we feel injured by other, because we're overwhelmed, we've sponged, we've held on to other people's energy, emotions, thoughts, feelings. But we're also impacting other all the time. So what we vibrate in return sends messages, frequencies, flavors, qualities, intentions, contractions into the world around, and activate change and generate healing Immediately breathing in and exhaling fully. Your body, the center of an infinite being, the glue to your soul, the tethers to all of life and existence, the pulse of God, divine source. In total communion bursts the flavor of who you are, magnifies the spirit essence, the colors, sensations, and sounds that you love, that you feel, that you touch, that you see, that you smell, enliven the essence of who you are, activate change, and generate healing immediately. If you actually really are a tiny little body in the center of an infinite being, and if that infinite being is your womb, your home on earth and beyond, and if it truly is true that the infinite being has the information, connection, awarenesses that you need in order to be you, in order to show up for the quirky creature that we are, that you are, as a body. Because humans are quirky, silly constructs. We're bodies. We're 100% of the time working to keep ourselves safe. That's never not happening. We're interpreting, wondering, curious, trying, striving, hiding, finding, feeling, running, fighting, playing all the time. The primal structures of your brain are asking 100% of the time, what does it take for me to be alive right now? Limited to the complexity of your instinctual body, you will be driven by fear. If you are limited to the physical, finite form of the body, the instincts will drive you, and the instincts are driven in fear. That's always true. And fear is yet not wrong. It's required on earth. It helps us. It teaches us where to move away and where to move towards. Fear as a pervasive identity disables us. We then live anxious, worried, controlled. Not enough fear dissociates us. We live grandiose, unaware of our impact on others. Less compassionate, more right and wrong. We need being consciousness in order to hold and carry the constructs of the quirky form of human. We need help. The body by itself is complex and difficult. The body in the center of an infinite being is guided. Awareness heals. True curiosity creates change. Perspective transforms. Perceptions liberate us. Knowing grounds us, stabilizes, puts our feet 50 million miles into the center of the earth. None of the pure states of being fix us, but they nourish, care for, deeply hold us, cherish us, and guide us as we show up for the karma of whatever our bodies came with and our soul's intentions bring. Infused with divinity, however you see that, infused with divinity, your being consciousness becomes guided yet again. The body in the center of an infinite being, in the center of an infinite God space. Wow. That the being is therefore then itself guided by divine source, which nurtures, cares for, nourishes the structures of being consciousness to allow the being purified enough to communicate to the body so that the being can nourish, hold, carry, be the wind beneath the wings of a body through suffering, through happiness, through confusion. Totality of embodiment carries us to earth, not away. If your being is infinite, it's all the way through this earth, around and again a million times over. We are here on earth. We choose. We choose again. Every breath, another choice. There's no delusion that living and being consciousness saves us. It's not required to be saved that way. And yet merging divine consciousness, being consciousness, into my body consciousness likely saved my life. It allowed me to heal, to hold, to suffer more safely. It made my suffering more tenable. Because alone as the body, thinking that my being was inside of me and God was someplace else, I was a mess. I was a mess. I was suppressing every bit of being consciousness into the inside of my body, and my body was in pain. And I was protecting my being like my life depended on it. I'm going to use my body to protect my being so it doesn't get hurt on earth. And when everything's feeling good, when I get the right meditation, the perfect yoga class, the great dance move, the walk in the woods, I'll let my being out because then it's safe to have it. That is so upside down. I almost annihilated myself that way. First of all, the amount of intensity it takes to put the consciousness of an infinite being inside of a tiny little body is an enormous amount of effort and impossible to do. So instead what happens is we compress our awareness to a finite source. We have less awareness, therefore more pain, more confusion, more agitation, more anxiety. Let's breathe in and clear that. And activate change. Generate healing immediately. If I then locate God as other far away from me, then I'm only praying to be saved. Or to leave. Which is not an option for me. I wasn't going to leave unless my body left. So how else to get here on earth? You are a tiny, I don't care if you're 500 pounds. 500 pounds is still tiny compared to an infinite being. Feel the possibility that you are a tiny, vulnerable creature. Sweet. Small. And not small because you're less than. Small compared to infinite. Feel that you are a tiny little being, little body, excuse me, just tiny. And that right here, in every cell and particle of your organs and your tissues and your DNA and your body and your toes and your toenails, every single cell is a light source, a sunshine of infinite being, a gateway, a pathway to more knowing and awareness, perception. And every connection to your infinite being is your soul speak. Coming alive. Soul speak. why you exist, be it just to feel, be it just to think, be it a mission to save the world, be it to touch a flower. Whatever that is, no jargon. One's mission is not better than another's. Everybody is of equal value. Everybody is as divine as the next. Humans can be unsafe with each other. Humans make decisions in human form that hurt and injure, that are evil, that abuse, that violate. Human bodies do these things. But every body has an option to choose divinity. Every single body came divine. And every body has an option to exalt to the divinity of who they are, to choose differently. Nothing grandiose. Just because we're all divine doesn't mean we act divine. Actions are equally important to the consciousness we live in, to the knowing and awareness, to the divine resource of our life. We make decisions on who we spend time with based on the actions in human form. And the merging and fusing and feeling and connections of divinity, essence, and beingness. Those two things happen, body consciousness, being consciousness, divine consciousness. When your relationships are in divine order, you have all three. Safety in your body. Consciousness in a body that makes choices together that keep each other safe. Being consciousness. Awareness, ownership of, listening, responsiveness to being alive, awareness, capacity to live aware, alive, intuitive, perceptive, to know your impact on other, and divinity, a tap to faith greater than anything we can ever understand, even when we think we do. And activate change and generate healing immediately. So breathe in the possibility, and I invite true curiosity. What if the divinity in you is already here? And what if that exists in every single cell and particle of the whole entire life and lifetime is eternal. Are you willing to hear it, to know it, to feel it, to understand it, to sort it? What if you are a tiny little body, and what if you actually really are an infinite being? And through every cell and part of God particle of you, your infinite being is devoted to serving divinity and soul to body on earth. And for those of you who have changed, who have exalted, who have transmuted, transformed your being, and are on the second being incarnation or more, for those of you working your beings, this is the time to purify that you are currently can know today who you are. Standing ferociously in the being that your soul has chosen to exist in, as the body that you are on this earth, will purify that connection. Again, take three cleansing breaths, exhaling fully, inhaling again, and exhaling fully, and inhaling one last time. Never one last time. Inhaling eternal, breathing in life and consciousness. We exhale so that the nervous system, the parasympathetic, can help us to soothe existence. We breathe in hopes to know why we exist. Every breath in is an invitation to understand more, to learn, to feel, to know, to be alive. I'm here. I'm here again. I'm here again. I breathe in life and I breathe out the comfort and connection. Whew, the exhale. Taking a moment to feel every cell and particle of your body. And even if you don't understand what I'm saying, imagine it's possible, because why not? That every cell and particle, the ones you love about your body and the ones you hate, the places in your body you want to ignore and the parts that you think are cute and sassy, the whole kit and caboodle, it's all infinite whether you like the way it looks or not. And it's all divine whether you like the way it feels or not. We get to show up for the body and give it more help. As we resonate and vibrate into every cell and particle, pure consciousness, eternal, we receive, 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 because bodies are receptive. By nature, we breathe in. We receive, 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 because it's required to receive life. And the more intense my body is, the more infinite I need my connections. The more consciousness required to be able to soothe a painful body. We need more consciousness, not less. Breathing and releasing all the structures that would block us from receiving life. That whatever happened 3 minutes ago, 1 minute ago, 1 year ago, whatever we're preparing for in the future in this moment can just breathe. Because right this minute, you're just a body in the center of an infinite being. And everything you need to understand and know about why you're you is somewhere. Somewhere in your being, ready to be revealed. And it will only be revealed as you can handle it, one step at a time. We don't need to open the whole entire thing and fall over. Bodies need tiny bits of information, one at a time. What today can you receive as your knowing about you? What in this moment are you ready to receive? If you truly are a tiny little body in the center of an infinite being, what does your being want you to know right now? Just now. Not about anything else. And breathe that in. And release it out. And notice any judgment or fear or resistance or running away. Just information not to control you. And it could change right now. If you truly are the center of an infinite being, and your being is the connection to soul-body communion, and that is completely infused, adored, and revered in God's source, who would you be right now on earth as the body you've chosen? Feel it. Sense it. Right now. And if right now we could heal the world with our energy, what would we emit? What message would you send from the inside of you to the ethos all throughout every time, space, culture, and dimension? All universes, what would you send if you knew how powerful it is that you're alive? If you could believe and feel that you make a difference just by breathing, and if we could link up our breaths in divine God's source and vibrate it to the world, what is required for us to say, feel, know, and emit? Because we can contain our pain inside our own sacred heart, and we still can vibrate the potency of our infinite being through our own divine connection for every reason our soul exists, to say yes to this world and to send messages that allow others to know that healing is possible, that we exist, that we care, and vibrate and activate change and generate healing. Yeah. Beautiful. And we'll take a few more breaths of just quiet to feel that. Your body is just being a body right now. Whether it likes what it's hearing, whether it hates it, you're learning. My vision to energize consciousness on the earth is effective whether you like me or not, whether you agree with me or not. I don't require you to believe me. I'm just speaking so that you can find you, sort, filter, know whatever you want to know. You are free in my world to think and be you. And whatever you're experiencing in that body, if in this moment we could suspend right and wrong and just let it be a pile of sensations, just a pile of sensations happening in a little form called a body. There we go. Those sensations, whether we like them or not, are the communication of the soul to the body. The body's vibrating loud, trying to give you information. When we listen to the sensations with pure intention to just hear them, we engage being consciousness to know more than what we can feel, but now what we can perceive. Feel all the sensations. As gateways to pure consciousness, not for just anything, but for why you exist and the form you are, why your soul came to speak on earth. The body is a gateway. And activate change and generate healing immediately. So what do you know that you're pretending not to know about being you? And activate change and generate healing immediately. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, divine source. Thank you to the infiniteness of our beings and our journey together. And thank you. I'm going to take a few minutes to let this integrate, and then I'm going to open up the call line for sharing or questions. And we'll keep playing. So take a minute to breathe in and feel. Thank you. I'm going to switch off my headset, and I'm hoping that you all can still hear me well. That's so I can get the speaker on in the room I'm in and people can hear your questions.
Yeah, let's unmute. Great.
So you're all unmuted now. So the call is open. And I just love, or even for people in the room I'm in right here, I'd love to know if there's questions or Anybody? And if you, yes.
I feel like.
And what's your name? Oh, I'm Sanjay. Are you okay with sharing your name?
Yeah, Sanjay.
Oh, hi, Sanjay.
I used to experience a lot of devotional love in my life, but now I've been eating meat the last year and a half, and I feel like that's the reason I lost it. And there's this terrific fear around dissolving into love. Do you know what I mean? It's like I won't be there anymore. So.
Right. Because that, it sounds to me, in the context of today's teaching, it sounds to me that you're struggling with being able to hold both body consciousness and being consciousness together, that you're flipping from one side to the other, that when you get devoted, you go really deep into being consciousness, which takes you away from body, or when you're in body, and whether it's eating meat or anything else you're doing, that's pushing you into body consciousness and separating you from being. So my idea would be to play with the meditation that says, if I am both an infinite being consciousness and I'm a body, I'm devoted to being a body on earth, how else could I be me? What else is possible, right? Because you want to figure out how to form them together so that you don't split anywhere, right? Does that make sense?
It's a little confusing because I don't really understand the being consciousness that well.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, we're always in being consciousness, whether we know it or not, you know?
Yeah. Yep. It's something that's always available. What happens is people sometimes go to God, divine, or being, and they lose awareness of their bodies, and that makes people more dissociated or more out there, and sometimes we like that, where it can feel really, like, amazing because we don't have to feel the body. And then the switch can flip, and we can go back to the body and then do things even to commit to our body, but then we get heavy and dense, and then we're here, right? So it's this glue I'm curious about, and I think for now, my suggestion would be just to play with it, to feel it in your mind, to play with the question, like, if I'm both an infinite being and a body and I'm cared for by God and divine, what would it feel like to be me? Like, how can I have it all? Because I think that'll be the place to play with it.
Okay. I'll think about that.
Okay. Yeah. Try that. Could you hear me okay through this speakerphone? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Hi. Does anybody else have a question? Or share? Does anybody want to share anything?
It's Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Cynthia. Yep.
My thing's off so I can hear better. There was a part where you were talking about what does my being want me to know right now? And there were a few other questions before that, but I think it was what is my being want me to know, my body to know? Is there other I don't know if there's more to that, or is there other questions that you could ask?
I would start there, and then yes, and I could I might post some things into our email chain so that people can ponder some of this, and I'll also put the recording up so that you can re-listen if you want. But start with just like, if I have an infinite being and I also have a body, and my infinite being has this awareness for my body, what does it want me to know? Just feel that, to be like, how can I get that connection even stronger? Play with that and see how that does.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else? Anyone in here? Question? Jenny? No, anybody out there? Question or sharing? Did anyone notice any shifts in their consciousness or the way their body feels? Or
Yanni?
Hey, this is Susan.
Who is this?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Susan. I hear someone out there. I hear two people.
Hi, it's Susan. Can you hear me?
I can. I heard someone else, too. Is there another person, too?
Yeah, that is Ananda.
Okay, so Ananda, how about if we do Susan first, and then we'll take yours next? Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, right. So Susan. Thank you.
Hi. I just wanted to share my experience. when I first sat down, it was an unusual. I was in an unusual space for me, meaning that I was just like, oh my gosh, it was like my body didn't want to be sitting still or even being here in body. But usually I can just like drop in and relax. And I'm like, wow, this is really loud. My body's like being really loud here. It was like I wanted to run away or something. It was the strangest experience. And then I just allowed what was happening. It's like, what is this message of being through body? And all of this deep emotion started coming through me. And as I let that release, I was like, wow, this is so much of this isn't even mine. I could feel that. It was like I was running emotion that was mine and who knows whatever else emotion. And as soon as I allowed myself to actually let that emotion just run through me, I dropped in and was able to totally relax and feel the infiniteness of my being. So
good.
I don't know if that's sense, but I just wanted to name that.
Thank you. That's powerful. Yeah, there is a way in which overwhelm can push us into fight or flight or even freeze. So when we start to feel overwhelmed, it can be really just that there's some emotion needing to process through. And I think it is an important lesson to, you know, figure out how to hold that space for a minute to see what's moving, to create more currency or flow with it. And I like the activation for that reason, to help sort of create some currency so that I can see what was that gateway. And beautiful for you. You got the, you know, the instinct. The instinct was to run, but you stayed. Your intuition was to stay. Those are different, right? So you used your intuition to override your instinct to be able to look around and say, I'm scared, but I don't need to be. So let me stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were able to like hold yourself to let that overwhelm of emotion process through. And then you're able to feel more connected to your whole state of being and who you are. So it's just, what a beautiful process. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Really powerful. Yeah, really powerful. Ananda, did you want to share? You have a question?
Yes. No, I have no question. I just wanted to share and say that I'm very, very happy with the being change.
Yay.
First of all, I'm very happy. First of all, some habits changed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, you remember that I said I feel like a newborn baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is so easy to drop some habits, which I had since childhood. And,
oh, good.
And replace them by better ones.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Really great. I mean, now I'm moving more, exercising more, walking or running.
It sounds like with the new being, your body is more able to connect to the one being that you really are, to this connection, and you're able to receive more of that consciousness. So that is lightening up your body. Yeah. Good.
Exactly. This is what I have been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And,
congratulations.
Yeah, I know. I should say thank you 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And I feel that this being change is a great opportunity to drop some habits which are not good for the body
and
replace them by better habits.
Yeah.
Very great opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. It's amazing when the soul is ready for this transformation.
Yeah.
And I'll talk in our next teleclass specifically more about the beings and the being changes and how that happens and why. And today I really wanted to just start in the kind of purification of where we're at. But I will put more information in here, too, for anybody listening that wants to know more about that. And thank you, Ananda. It's so beautiful to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, too.
We're far away. Thank you.
I would like to change one more to share one more thing.
Please.
And that is that you said from the moment onwards when the being has changed, we have a new horoscope, right?
Yeah.
We have a new chart. And of course, you know that my husband is doing Jyotish.
Oh.
So he he made a new chart for me.
I'm so excited to look at that.
Moment. My God, it is so amazing. He has hardly ever seen such a good chart. Really amazing.
You're so here. Exalted one, definitely here to fulfill your purpose on Earth, huh?
Totally. You could see that, how I'm fulfilling my purpose. And there are no more planets which are in any way malefic or negative or hindering.
Oh,
everything
wow.
in this horoscope is positive.
Wow. Wow, that's a lining up. Yeah. That shows also, I speak to you directly because, you know, when we are really prepared, you know, when we've done the work of cleaning and purifying our karma and showing up for it and doing that hard work we do to understand some of the things we have to learn here on Earth, the pain we have to experience, right? When we clean that up really well and we do our being changes are always to exalt us to the next stage of our existence. And you were really just ready to exalt so that your purpose and your service can be healthier for you and clearer. So I just really thank you for sharing all that. I really honor you.
I'm so happy and so grateful. It feels like a new life, like my next lifetime in the same body, you know?
Yeah. It's true. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what's happening for some of us who are exalting. It's a purification so that we can step into the next lifetime here on Earth and to do that safely and to regain health along the way. So thank you. I'm really excited to hear all that. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It's beautiful to hear you. Yeah. You're so welcome.
I just wanted to share it.
I'm really glad that you did. Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to share or have a question? Are there any other questions or anyone want to share? Well, okay, so let's...
I have a question. This is Saya.
Yeah?
Hi, Saya. Hi. It just took me a few minutes to, operate, to unmute myself. So my question is about grounding... Mm-hmm. ourselves when we can get really far out into being consciousness in that way that can be dissociative or it can be harmful to people around us because our awareness is not their awareness at the same time. So how to be with that, and wanting to swim in it at times, but also wanting to be respectful and mindful of being embodied and being in relationship. Yeah, so I think that kind of sums up my question.
That's a good question. So one of the questions is how to nurture. What I hear in that, but let me know if I'm not getting it right, is almost like how do we stay aware of our body when it feels more comforting or more habitual to dissociate or leave the awareness of the body as a way of coping, maybe also just a way of habit. Is that what I heard?
Not so much. It's more
Try me again.
It's less like the desire to escape. It's more like, wow, there's all this wealth of experience and insight and awareness that's possible in being consciousness, as well as just a play space. And so how to hold that and live that with embodied integrity, how to bring it back so that both are happening.
I think the first, thank you. I think there's a couple things in this. You know, one is that the sense of how different that can be from other and some confusion about how we relate to the world around us when we're having a different experience. So that could come up for someone where maybe it really is the way your body is playing and being, and yet somebody else isn't, it doesn't feel compatible or for the people around us. So there's two parts to this, and that might be for you or it might be for someone else listening. But I would say, you know, one is how do I harmonize with the world around me as a question? Like, if I'm living a being embodied state, then can I harmonize? can I do something different to harmonize with the moment I'm in, people, places, or things, right? And that just becomes curious, like, what do I need to do in order to get here? The second piece is that the attraction is almost like an addiction, the seduction to want to, like, step away from the body form. And so if that's a habit for you, I might put in some practices, maybe even every day, of, like, really literally grounding touch, body connection to the earth. Be that standing outside on the earth in bare feet to actually remember that you have a form. Be that, you know, what can I root myself in? The practice of, like really attending to what's happening in the body a little more consciously. So then the question becomes a little bit more like, what of my body am I refusing to be aware of? You know, what of my body or body consciousness am I refusing to be aware of? So that helps us remember, like, wait, am I skipping something? Kind of why I like, if the consciousness of the body and the infiniteness of the being are in total communion, how would I be right now? So there's a couple ways you could approach your question. Does that help?
Yeah, that does help. Thank you.
Some of us that are more tend to go more towards the being consciousness need some body practices. And some of us that tend to go more towards the, body need to have practices to remember to get ourselves, more space around us. So it feels like to me there's something about whether it's within an interaction, is there a smell, a sound, or something to touch that gets me making sure I'm paying attention to where my body is, right? So what body practices can you bring to your interactions?
Yeah,
is that helpful?
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's helpful. Thank you.
Good. I'm going to open it up for another question or sharing, and I'm going to let the pause linger because I know people are having, it takes a minute. Sometimes it takes a minute just to have the nerve to ask the question, and sometimes it takes a minute to get through your phone. I think it's *6 on your own phone will unmute you if you are muted for some reason, unless you have a mute button. So if there's another question or sharing. Okay, and if somebody still has a question and I'm not giving you enough time, just shout out. And what we'll do now is just begin our closing. So what we're going to do is take 3 more breaths together and exhale nice and fully, and let's use the awareness of where our body is. So I'm going to invite you, if you can, to actually get your hands on yourself somewhere, like touch your legs, give yourself a little massage, touch your feet. Rub your arms, rub your face and the skin on your face. This is your body. We love them. Even if we don't love them, we love them. Because love is creation, and so we wouldn't have a body without love. Yeah. So saying hi to your body and then noticing everywhere you touch that I could touch something. I could touch the edge of my knee, and that could actually vibrate me into being consciousness. So give yourself the moments of remembering, like, oh, when I use my body, I'm vibrating, and I can both vibrate my body in its moving, feeling, sensations, but I can also vibrate awake my connection to being. Just like I can vibrate being into my body. So use yourself to just, again, give yourself another moment of, if I really am an infinite being and a body and they were working together here, what else would I know? What would I let myself feel? And who would I become? And activate change and generate healing immediately. And if for any given reason you have a pile of sensations and you want to question them, try it out. By just asking if these are just sensations, if they're not the feelings or the stories or the thoughts that I think they are, if I'm just sitting in a pile of sensations, what else could I know? And activate change and generate healing immediately. Beautiful. And let's activate the divinity in every single cell and particle of each and every one of you and every one of us. We activate it. We just awaken it, the divinity and the cells and particles, that which exists whether we know it or not. And we awaken that divinity and we bring it right through the center of your whole entire being. And we extend it through each of you and each of us and all of us and through all time, spaces, dimensions, and universes. We awaken the connection to being and body and activated divinity all as one. I'm a tiny center of a body. You're a tiny body in the center of a being, in the center of God, divine source, infused with the play and spirit of essence. We command the light of consciousness to activate the divinity in every single cell and particle of every single one of us and in all of the space that surrounds us. And we activate that divinity and bring it through the center of our beings infinitely. And we extend it through all the particles of who we are and through all times, spaces, dimensions, and universes. Activate change and generate healing. Immediately. And we intentionally and deliberately vibrate that possibility. If that's possible, we can vibrate that into everywhere around us, offering that someone else also might, just by looking at us, recognize who they are, feel something different, have a new awareness, shift their perception, feel more connected. We command the activation of the divinity in every single cell and particle of every single one of us. And we bring that to the center of our beings. And we activate that divinity and we extend it through all of us and through all times, spaces, dimensions, and universes. Activate change and generate healing immediately. Beautiful. So your big question for me for the next 2 weeks, we're not going to speak next weekend, but we'll have our call in 2 weeks, is whether or not you're willing to be curious.
Mm-hmm.
Like pure curiosity, not curiosity that says, I wonder if I can make $1 million, but curiosity that says, I wonder what else I could know about me. I wonder if I really am an infinite being. And if so, how do I want to be this body? And I wonder if my soul is communicating in ways that I'm not understanding. And what if I could listen differently? True curiosity, because curiosity heals and activate change and generate healing immediately. Good. And I'm going to invite whoever would like to just have anyone who wants to share before we close up. Your takeaway, something that you want to think about or ponder, be curious about, ask, meditate on. Would anybody like to share a takeaway?
Okay.
Someone here, Chloe's going to share.
Well, I was just playing at the very end when you were talking about, like, different parts of the body being an access point to the being,
mm-hmm.
And I was just playing with, like, I wonder what my knee is giving me access to, I wonder what my shoulder is, and I was seeing, like, the different frequency or the different flavor that I could come to with that and feel the connection to that much more awareness when I started getting curious about different parts of my body that I don't necessarily pay attention to very often or that don't get loud.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it was giving me a lot of window in and shivers and awareness just in the 2 minutes of doing that. So I want to play with that.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Because we listen to the parts of the body that are loudest, but we have, like, our body has access point. And so sometimes your knee is always hurting, but actually there could be communication coming from your elbow, but we're just so used to listening to a loud knee that we don't realize it could be something else.
Right.
So that's a great idea to, like, listen to the parts of the body that maybe aren't usually talking or you don't usually listen to.
Right.
that might have information for you. I love that. Great. Does anyone else like to share?
This is Saya. I'll share that one of my takeaways is this idea that a body infused with being makes all of our body human experiences more tolerable, safer. I think there were some other words that you used. Yeah, I'm going to keep living into that as true. And I'll add on for myself that I'm wanting to be carrying that into all environments that I'm in, all situations, which we talked about a little bit yesterday in training. Yeah, so I'll sit with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Thank you. Yeah. It's an exciting opportunity to imagine, because what it did for me is it allowed me to be actually take better care of my body, because I became less and less afraid of my body experience. So when my body was loud and I didn't have that sense of being infused in my being, I just was either scared or preoccupied or overworking one area, or just more fragmented in how I took care of myself, and sometimes terrified of what I was going to find out. So there's afraid of like listening to my body. So this idea that the body is infused with the being, and that when it's infused with being consciousness, there's an opportunity to be able to be alive more fully, and therefore manage our bodies in a safer, healthier way, interact with them, and for me, like actually handle myself better. Like I could handle what was coming up. It decreased the overload. So thank you. Anyone else want to share anything? Takeaways? So you can, for yourself, just take a minute now and think if there is a takeaway you want to note to yourself. You don't want to speak out loud, which is fine. Or if there's not and you want to be conscious about saying, I'm not going to do anything with this, I'm just going to let it be what it was, there's no wrong way to participate. So just be super deliberate with yourself so that you can allow yourself to be you graciously. There's no rule, as I said. And so we'll take a minute and just ponder, like, what's right for me right now? Like, what does my body and being want? And will I bring this to my meditation? Will I not? Will I ponder a question? Will I not? What if I can just let it be? What if I want to listen to the whole recording 4 more times, you know? And just allow yourself to have that permission and activate change and generate healing immediately. Good. And thank you all so much for participating. I really appreciate it. I have no idea what time it is, but I appreciate being on the call. And I will post up your recording soon so you have it. And good. I love it. Good. Any last questions or sharing before we hang up?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I will send out an email. You're welcome to, like, email me back if you have questions you're thinking that you'd like me to think about for the next call, and I can put them into the circuit for the meditation of our next call. Some people don't like to say them out loud, or maybe you were trying to open your phone up and couldn't get heard or something. That happens. Feel free to email me with any insights, sharings, questions, anything that you might want to share with me personally and privately. And thank you all. So I think on the count of three, we'll all just shout out a word in closing. How's that? So think about your word. We're going to close up now. And on the count of three, 1, 2, 3. Love.
Freedom.
Thank you.
Gratitude. Yeah.